You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. The BFM Breakfast Grill. Top interviews you can't afford to miss. Presented by the CIMB Group.
Tan Sri Dato Dr. Mohan Swamy, the Executive Chairman of Chase Perdana Berhad, is with us on the Breakfast Grill today. Tan Sri, welcome. Your move into Chase Perdana, how did that come about?
Yes, during the 90s, I had an encounter with the then Prime Minister Tun Mahathir, who happens to be a medical doctor himself, and he encouraged me to assist the government to bring a university into Sabah. So the chief minister during the period was Dr. Saleh, and the state government supported the move to actually bring about the establishment of the University of Malaysia Sabah, which was then given to us on a design and build. It turned out to be one of the most beautiful campuses in Malaysia now.
So you went from being a doctor to then a planter, then you became a construction engineer.
Not an engineer, I took over a public company known those days as Chupiau Berhad.
Oh, you took it over?
Yes, right. It was a public listed company, and I did a takeover and managed the company. We changed the name to Chase Perdana Berhad. It became established in Peninsula Malaysia. We had a lot of contracts here as well. But we specialized basically into structural as well as construction of educational institutions.
Okay. And of course, today it is a private company. What prompted your decision to take it off the board, Tan Sri?
Yeah, I think the reason was that in the mid-2000, between 2008 to 2010, the stock market was not very buoyant here. And I saw our prices languishing, basically at very low levels, despite the fact that our books were good, our profits were good. So I decided to take the company private. I did a general offer. And I felt that I could do more having it as a private listed company. And we took the company to the Middle East.
And of course, today you have quite a presence there. You've got the Diplomat Tower in Bahrain.
Yes.
You've got stuff coming up soon in Riyadh as well as in Doha.
Yes.
The thing is, are you seeing that region, that part of the world, recover since the financial crisis that it kind of erupted in Dubai?
Yes. Fortunately, we have not gone into Dubai or some of the areas which were affected by the global crisis. Bahrain has been quite stable, and of course Saudi has still been very upmarket about their property development. Our projects are all government related, so we found that we were in a very good area, especially in Saudi Arabia as well as in Bahrain. And it has not affected our projects there.
And what about the racial tension? I guess the governmental and political tensions in that part of the world. Do you see any problems there affecting your business?
I would not see it as a hindrance. There was a stoppage of work for about a couple of weeks. But in Bahrain, things seem to have come back to normalcy. And we feel life will go on there as normal.
Okay, so right now, Chase Perdana, I mean, how much business is done in Malaysia and how much is done overseas?
We do have another building to complete in Sabah, which is for the government. And we do have plans to do our own development in Peninsula Malaysia as well as in Kota Kinabalu with the land bank that we have. Besides that, of course, you have heard of this new project, the Academic Medical Center, which is in Serdang. The construction value would be in the region of about 2 billion ringgit. So Chase would be very actively involved in the construction and development of this new university.
And of course, that is your collaboration with the Johns Hopkins University. But let's talk about Chase for the time being, as well as Siddharth, it's known as True. Yeah, yeah. So with Chase Perdana, you're involved in property and construction.
Yes.
And Turia now is involved in a whole bunch of things, sticker printing, label printing, electronics and chemicals, as well as with AMC, the medical college. Yeah. Where does Siddharth sit? Where does Turia sit, being a listed company?
Turia has sold off its label printing. We have now basically in the process of establishing Turia as a company that is now involved in the medical and healthcare business, besides the business that we have in Singapore, which is basically in the chemical industry as well as in the semiconductor business, which is in Singapore and China. We have a factory in China. But I believe that in years to come, within the next couple of years, the company will be embarking and moving on to the healthcare as its core business. We have taken a substantial stake in a company known as MCare Limited, which is a company that is jointly owned by Turia and Johns Hopkins, which is into medical diagnostics. We have businesses in Malaysia, Middle East, as well as in Brazil. The company itself has got a huge expansion plan to move into major diagnostic acquisitions in Brazil and possibly into the Middle East. Yes, we have another company which we have been seeding, which is in the electronic medical records business, which is probably ready to take off in the next year or two. Because as you're aware, most of the developed countries are now embarking into paperless in hospitals and patient records. So we are one of the first few companies to seed a company which which has basically devised and patented electronic medical records, which would be hopefully catch on soon, not only in the developed countries but also in Malaysia. As you're aware, US is intending to make it mandatory for doctors to use electronic records. So we hope to catch on in the wave. Then, of course, Turia has a stake in the Academic Medical Center, and it will definitely benefit from the spin-off businesses that's going to arise from that.
Just one more question on Turia, Tantri. Obviously, you've gone through a transformation and you've gone from all the old businesses into healthcare. What's the upside here? What's the big picture?
Okay, healthcare, as we have learned from, of course, statistics and global businesses, the healthcare industry has been growing tremendously over the last quarter century. But the last few years, it has grown leaps and bounds. When I talk about healthcare industry, I'm not only talking about medical tourism. I'm not talking only about medical education. I'm talking about the pharmaceutical industry, the diagnostics. And the world has become very small now, you know, with the internet. So a lot of medical health and healthcare issues are growing in a different direction, and we feel that one day, probably in the next 20 to 25 years, the entire pharmaceutical, medical, healthcare industry will be on par, if not more than even oil and gas in the world in totality. So we wish to actually get a piece of this action.
We are talking to Tan Sri Dato' Dr. Mohan Swamy, the chairman of Chase Perdana Berhad, as well as of Turia Berhad. In a couple of minutes, we will get his views on his collaboration with Johns Hopkins University. We are talking to Tan Sri Dato' Dr. Mohan Swamy, the chairman of Chase Perdana Berhad, as well as of Turia Berhad, two companies that will be developing and enhancing the Academic Medical Center with Johns Hopkins University. Now, Tansri, this idea took shape in November last year, which is a plan to help the country develop the first fully integrated private four-year grad school, grad medical school and teaching hospital. Talk about how the idea was mooted and how did you come to be involved in it?
Because I have this basic medical training, and I found that Malaysia needs to redefine its medical education as well as the healthcare industry. Over the years, there has been a lot of medical schools mushrooming in Malaysia, private as well as public. There has been a lot of hospitals who are targeting specific areas, especially medical tourism. But I was more into looking at leaving behind a legacy for the country. Legacy meaning something which is unique, something which Malaysia needs, and something which is very close to my heart, being a doctor. Even though I had gone into and ventured into businesses, I've always remained a medical doctor. And I have this feeling that I need to do something for the people of Malaysia. Hence, it was a coincidence that about 15 months ago, I caught up with a friend of mine who used to practice with me in the in a Malaysian hospital. And of course, he was a contract officer. He became an American citizen. And after 30 years, we reconnected. He's now the president of the Johns Hopkins Global Ventures. And we met each other. And of course, after the normal hugs and catching up on all the lost time, we discussed his views on the possibility of Hopkins coming to Malaysia. Because as you're aware, Hopkins has been rated the number one hospital for the last 21 years. Yeah. Yes, now. Okay. They got it again last year.
Okay.
It's the 21st year now. And I was, of course, uniquely hoping that he would facilitate this process. He's one of the world's most famous gastroenterologists, and rose to become over the years the president there. So I thought that I would try to tap his ability to help Malaysia. And he has a very fond memory of this country. He loves this country, even though he was here only for 2 years. And one led to the other. He met our Minister for Economic Planning, Tan Sri Noor Mohamad Yaakob, and our Prime Minister, and they too sort of encouraged him to see whether Hopkins would come here. But it was a no-go from the beginning, because Hopkins had, I understand, turned down countries like Japan, Korea, some neighboring countries in ASEAN, as well as the fact that the Emirates, who were lobbying very hard for setting up a similar campus there. It took me a year of effort, about 6 to 8 trips to Baltimore, meeting his trustees, meeting his management teams, his leadership, and convincing them that, yes, come to Malaysia.
You know? So what was the, I guess in the end, what was the bait? What made them bite?
Nothing in particular, except that when some of the team visited Malaysia, they were shocked to see the first thing they landed on an international airport like Sepang. And then, of course, they paid a courtesy call on Tun Mahathir, and who basically challenged them to come here. And at that time, the meeting was in Petronas Tower. So they were shocked that we have such a beautiful building in Malaysia. They were very impressed with the state of development in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. I think the major reason they felt there is a possibility of establishing this institute here, we have a very diverse population mix. They found it very unique.
All of these factors, Tan Sri, I'm sure are present in Japan, you know, the level of development, the level of diversity in population. Yes. What makes Malaysia stand out when all these other countries are...
I think they were very impressed with the fact that we have Chinese, we have Malays, Muslims, Indians, we have churches, we have temples, we have mosques, and everybody was cohabiting in
and that made Johns Hopkins come to Malaysia?
Yes. I think one of their major criteria was that they were happy with the not only the talent pool that is available here to work with them, but also the fact that we were able to convince them that we could deliver. And the government support was very critical. The fact that it was established as a public-private partnership, that was, I think, the main mitigating factor which clinched the deal. They were very happy that it is going to be a project driven by the private sector, but with the government support.
So within AMC, Siddharth, or rather Tria, beg your pardon, as well as Chase Badana, you control the majority of AMC with a couple of other government agencies.
Yeah, we are still negotiating with an agency. The government has intention to take up 30% of the company. We have not yet finalized the particular agency. But yes, they have intention to take up to 30% of the company.
Okay, and John Hopkins itself does not own a share in AMC?
No, they will be coming in basically as to support the school, the hospital. They're involved in every aspect of the design as well as the planning.
So that's intriguing, Tan Sri. They're lending their name to a venture in which they don't own any shares.
Yes, because they are not for profit. They are not allowed to take up shares in a private entity. They're deemed to be a not-for-profit organization in America.
Okay, so then you are trying to raise about 2 billion ringgit worth of funds, yeah?
Yes.
In terms of bonds, I think.
Yes.
And you're going to be spending about half of that on the hospital, the beds and equipment and so on and so forth.
600 to 800 million ringgit will go only for the hospital.
That's right. And another 300 or 400 to build the schools and the chancellery, the buildings and the accommodations, yeah?
Yes.
How are the fundraising plans going?
Very well. In fact, I've been inundated with inquiries from not only Malaysian banks, but more from foreign banks. And there's a pool of banks who are intending to come in, not only from Singapore, but even from the Middle East countries. And not only in terms of debt, but we have had very many inquiries to become equity shareholders as well. There are a lot of institutions, fund managers, as well as funds from US which are interested in taking part in this project. But we are being very cautious. We have reason to maintain the government's 30%, and I still wish to control at least a major part of the company.
So via Chase Padana and via Turiya, you own about 55% of AMC, that's right, and about 30% owned by the government. Yeah. Who owns the remaining 15%?
No, at the moment, we have 80 with Chase and 20 with Turiya. Chase will dilute its shares to accommodate the government's request to have 30%, and we eventually will have 30 by the government, I think 51 with Chase and Turiya together, and the balance will go to some foreign direct investors.
Okay, so you've talked in the press recently about how it might turn a profit only in 6 years' time, and you've got two kind of programs. One, a grad program school with Johns Hopkins. That's going to cost about 1 million ringgit for 4 years. That's right, yeah?
Yes, for the private students.
For the private students.
Government students will enjoy a 20% discount on this fees.
And then there's another program, which is a undergrad program. That's with the Royal College of Surgeons.
Ireland,
and that's going to cost about 800,000 for 4 years.
Private.
Okay, so in terms of the business and going forward, what's the upside here, Tan Sri?
I'm looking at it as a combination of retaining the talent pool of Malaysians who now go overseas. They do not return. Some of them come back, yes, some do not return. We lose a lot of, it's a brain drain for the country. Government, by having these two programs as a homegrown local program, hope to have the Malaysians study the entire 4 or 5 years here in Malaysia. And we are also embarking on postgraduate programs, which will be conducted by Johns Hopkins into specialties and super specialties. Now, on the business model, yes, the break-even is around 5 years. The hospital would be the main contributor to the yield of the company. The school as such would be basically, I would look at it as a CSR activity for me. But the hospital, we hope they attract a lot of talent, Malaysians and foreigners. The medical tourism, if one notices the global trend now, a lot of Middle East tourists are coming to Malaysia. Those days they were visiting the Europe and the Americas. But now, because of immigration and after the 9/11, they prefer to come to Asian destinations. Malaysia is slowly building up its name as a medical tourist center, as a health hub. Of course, we have Singapore and Thailand to contend with. But I think Malaysia has the advantage. The cost of living here is cheaper. So we are able to attract even Singaporeans now to come and work with me. I was shocked and very pleasantly surprised. Two top researchers from Singapore have applied to come and work with us in the Johns Hopkins Life Sciences Research. And to me, it's a reverse brain drain, where you have Singaporeans willing to come and work in Malaysia. Why? It's the name of the institution.
And yet, lots of reports in the papers, Tan Sri, about the government decision to impose a 5-year freeze on new medical courses.
Yes.
How does that affect your plans?
It will not. We have already obtained our license. Of course, we have announced that we have also obtained a license as Peradana University.
The problem is there's too many junior doctors with not enough mentors or rather senior guidance. Yeah,
and also teachers.
And also teachers.
Talent pool, yes. So the government, and of course the government feels that they are in the process of achieving their 1:400 or 1:600 population ratio, each doctor. And they are now imposing this freeze, hoping that they will have better quality doctors, you know. And hopefully in the years to come, the number of, of course, doctor-patient ratio will also be reduced to be in line with the WHO standards.
So the fifth year, at the fourth or fifth year, the AMC, as a going concern, what kind of revenues would you be expecting at that point in time? And what kind of, I guess, profits would you expect at that point?
McKinsey, which did our study, we had empowered McKinsey to do our study. Year five, our revenues go up to even 500 million ringgit. And year 10, we are touching a billion ringgit based on not only the school, but the hospital and the spin-off businesses that would arise from the project itself.
In a year 5 and half a billion ringgit, what kind of pre-tax profits would you be expecting?
The profits, of course, we'll have to take into account the fact that we have taken a loan. So our profits would be basically going towards repayment of loans. We hope in the near future, depending on the guidelines, we may be able to list the company in year 4, year 5, or even take it for a REITs. Because after the construction is completed, we have a full-fledged asset in the location which would be able to be taken for REITs. And there would be a payoff to the borrowings. And after that, the company will be totally clean.
Okay, so you're going to raise these bonds, 2 yes. billion ringgit worth. They will be ringgit bonds or dollar bonds? Or
we're hoping it will be a ringgit.
A ringgit
loan, yes.
And will it be Islamic or non-Islamic?
It will be a combination of both the sukuk, Islamic sukuk, as well as a traditional loan.
Okay, well, last question, Tan Sri. We're sitting in your meeting room here, lots of pictures of yourself and the good former Prime Minister, Tun Mahathir. How close were you with him, and I guess how instrumental was his relationship with you in terms of getting forward in business?
I would say that I have never asked for any businesses from the Prime Minister. I felt that whatever I did was from my own merit. And yes, of course, the only project we have done for the government is the University of Malaysia in Sabah. Other than that, we have done everything on our own. We depended purely on ourselves. Tun Mahathir, of course, is on board this particular project since he has retired. He has taken on the role as advisor to Academic Medical Center. He's agreed to be the first chancellor for Peradana University.
And his advice in thus far has been
very useful. He has guided me to of course, the nature of the type of curriculum. He's even going into the details as to, you know, he's a very detailed person, so he's even advising us on the fact that we must maintain our stature, we must get the students to use ties, and there must be a full decorum. He feels that we should not imbibe any bad qualities, no jeans, no shoe, you know, sneakers. He has that view that a medical student must have some sort of character.
Some kind of stature.
Well,
Well, Tan Chiri, we do wish you the best of luck with the AMC and then with your listening plans, whether it's in Malaysia or overseas. Thank you for your time and your thoughts. That was Tan Sri Dato Dr. Mohan Swamy, the chairman of Chase Perdana Berhad, as well as of Turia Berhad, which is two companies which are developing the Academic Medical Center with Johns Hopkins University out of Baltimore. I'm Koo Soo Chung, BFM 89.9.
The BFM Breakfast Grill was brought to you by the CIMB Group, Southeast Asia's leading universal bank. BFM 89.9, the business station.